Let's now look at surds, all of which are irrational numbers. Firstly, we need to be aware that some roots of numbers are actually rational, and therefore not surds, because they can be simplified into an integer, or into a number that can otherwise be expressed as a fraction. For example, roots of numbers that are the result of repeated multiples of a single rational number, numbers like the square root of 4, which is 2 simplified, or the square root of 9, when we simplify that we get 3, which is a whole number as well, or even the cube root of 125, which is 5, because 5 to the power of 3 is 125. All of those numbers are not irrational, because we can simplify them into an integer or another rational number, that is a number that can be expressed as a fraction. However, there are plenty of roots that are irrational because they just can't be simplified into fraction form. This is because their numerical expression, their decimal number, ends up as a non-terminating, non-recurring decimal number. It's a decimal that doesn't repeat with any pattern and just keeps going on forever. We call all of these irrational roots of numbers surds.